Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. It is the Monday past Thanksgiving weekend. How's everyone doing?
The Monday after Thanksgiving weekend.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought I said past.
Well, that would also work.
Oh, does it?
Yep.
Oh.
Right past Thanksgiving. So how are you doing, Tanya?
Yeah, we're good. You know, I'm here. Mentally here, physically yonder.
Where's yonder? Would that be like in bed or something?
Yeah, yonder's in bed.
We're doing the podcast separate today because Tanya, even though she tried to convince me it could have been just sinuses, seems to have the viral cold or whatever, infectious, whatever it is, that's spreading like crazy. She has it. And I was like, you know what? Everyone in my life, Haley had it last week really bad. I somehow got by without getting it. And I was like, I think I'm just going to play it safe today. Even though she says it could be sinuses and all she might need is a Zyrtec. Nah, not taking the risk. And I'm glad I made that decision.
I'm glad. No, I ended up deciding that you should stay home and stay away from me because although I don't know what I have, it's not great in the morning and at night. During the day, I'm quite all right. It's just the mornings and evenings that I melt.
So there's a small period where you feel okay.
Yeah, but that's why okay. I think it's sinuses.
Oh, well, I would say, yeah, sure, maybe it could be sinuses if there wasn't just a shocking amount of people going down with this.
Although,
cold,
can I tell you that I have lived 35 years of my life and I have never used a neti pot until this past few days. Uh-huh. What a brilliant invention that thing is.
That seems right up
oh,
your alley.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I am literally cleansing from one nostril up into the next and seeing things come out into my sink that were like sea creatures. And I'm like,
Tanya Rad.
Yeah.
You are canceled. Sea creatures?
Yeah, out of my nose with the neti pot. And it's amazing. I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever experienced. And Robbie has been using it too. And I'm like, why have you been holding out on me for 3 years with this neti pot?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I personally hate them because I don't like anything going up my nose and then coming out of my nose. But it does make a huge difference, I will say.
I think that's what drowning would feel like.
Yes. No. It's a similar feeling of when you, when you like get jump in a pool and the water goes up your nose. You know what I mean? It's like that similar.
It just keeps coming up. It just never stops coming up.
Yeah, that's not a pleasant sensation. No. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm a little confused by this because Tanya's talking about how amazing it is. And I'm sitting here thinking about Mark's description, which is drowning. And I think I lean more towards Mark, which like shoving something up your nose and intentionally doing that to yourself isn't like a natural feeling.
No, I would say it's not like a fun activity, you know, like I'm not gonna, you know, skip to the farmer's market on a Sunday and neti pot my nose for fun, but like for purposes of what it's intended to do, it gets things moving and grooving and shaking out of your system, and I'm into that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're clearing things out, and I hope that you continue to just soar on the up and up of getting better.
Thank you. Me
but
too.
Some would argue that it should be done on a regular basis, whether you're sick or not, because you're clearing out potential germs, viruses, bacteria, clearing out potential infections. Like some say, there are many benefits to doing it whenever you want to do it.
No, I'm going to save it for when I'm not well.
I think you're right, Mark, though. I think when, like, especially if you have allergies and you, like, are allergic to dust and stuff, if you're, continuously cleansing that out, it seems like that would be productive. But then part of me wonders if you're doing, like, you know, when you do too much of anything, it can ruin the purpose of it.
Yeah.
Part of me wonders if that would happen.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, how was everyone's Thanksgiving? What did everyone do?
Do you want to start?
Yeah. I mean, we just went over to Haley's family because she's from LA and her parents live here. So we all go over to her parents and, it's really fun and casual and simple, and it was great. And then the rest of the weekend was like really fun and relaxed, but like we did stuff too, which was nice. But I kind of felt like I was a college student on like Thanksgiving break because we stayed up so late and slept so late, and we went to the mall, we went to movies. It was just felt like we were like,
oh my,
college.
The mall. I stayed so far away from the mall. Yeah, I couldn't be further away from the mall this weekend.
Yeah, it was a thrill being in all the action of Black Friday, honestly. It was very overwhelming.
Was it?
But yeah, it was a good weekend. I'm just tired. Now my schedule's all messed up. I don't know how it happened so quickly, but it did.
Yeah, you can really get used to that like leisurely lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, you really can.
Sunday, I slept until 8:45, and I was like, who is she? Wow. Like, what is going on here?
I'm so sad for you that's sleeping in.
Oh, that is sleeping in tremendously. Like, I was
actually,
like, shocked.
I think I envy you. I think I actually envy you because that means you felt the same that I felt sleeping in as late as I did, but then you still had the full day to do things. So
yeah, to do not much. But Thanksgiving, luckily, like I was feeling good on Thanksgiving and I got to spend it. I went down to Orange County and I was with my whole family. And so it was me, my parents, and my brother and his fiance, and my sister, her husband, and my niece and my nephew. And then my cousin was in town from Serbia. And then Robbie came down with me in the morning. We brought Sunny. And then Robbie's parents came down. And we all had Thanksgiving together. And it was really nice because last Thanksgiving, my parents spent it with like all of Robbie's family up mm-hmm. here. And so this Thanksgiving, his parents came down and we had like a really nice time. we had like a really, really, really nice time. It was like cute. It was just, I don't know. I mean, they've met my, our parents have met. So our parents know each other, but they haven't met my siblings and stuff.
Right,
and like my niece and my nephew. So it was really fun to kind of like have that all together.
Were you nervous, like the merging? Oh, I guess y'all did it last year, but with it being your family, were, did you have any like nerves of like the merging of families? Like not a nerve, but like jitters of like, I hope this is pleasant for everybody.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous, like scared, but I was like jittery excited. You know what I mean? Because it does feel like another step. You know what I mean? Like another step toward, like when they first meet, there's a step. And then this was like a step. But it went so well that like it made me, I obviously knew it was going to go great, but it like went better than I even thought too. So it was just like really, really nice. Like I left feeling like I was melting. I really started going down Thursday night.
Okay.
But, the melt. But all things considered, it was just like such a great day.
Great. I love hearing that. Mark Easton, how was Thanksgiving?
It was lovely. My parents came out from Tucson and we had a nice time. Our friends, the Schollers, came by and they got kids that my kids can kind of look after. And so that was nice. So, yeah, it was really a good Thanksgiving. And, you know, you appreciate it. You know, your parents getting on in years. You don't know how much longer you're going to have all the whole gang together. So it was very nice. A very, very lovely time. And then Saturday we went to Disneyland all day and that was exhausting.
Oh my gosh, a Saturday Disney during Thanksgiving break?
Feels very chaotic.
Feels ambitious.
It was, but none of the lines were that terrible. I mean, Rise of the Resistance, we still haven't done. I'm sorry, Easton. But we still, because the lines are just too insane. But
so
everything
long.
Else was okay. They were all like 40 to 50 minutes. You know, they got the lightning lane thing going on, and that worked out nicely for strategic placements of different attractions.
But also, think about 40 to 50 minutes. Think about what you could do in 40 to 50 minutes. You could make a bunch of almond milk in 40 to 50 minutes. You can wrap a lot of presents in 40 to 50 minutes.
I said to my kids, do you want to go to Disneyland or do you want to make some almond milk? And they chose Disneyland. So
yeah, that's so, that's weird that they
chose a narrow decision.
That they chose that over almond milk making.
No, I think that's a reasonable amount. I think any two-digit wait time is, well, anything under an hour is decent. Is legitimate, and I'll get in line. But like we went by Rise of the Resistance, 110 minutes. I'm like, nope, I don't care what it is. There's nothing I'm going to stand in line for 110 minutes.
Yeah. I have an unpopular opinion about that ride. Like, I think it's incredible as far as like you feel like you're in a movie, but I don't know that because I stood in a long line for it. I don't know that I'd stand in a long line again for it. But I'm also not a huge I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so I don't know if it means as much to me as it means to someone like Easton.
Yeah, like I get the appeal too as like not a Star Wars fan. Like I liked it and I appreciated it, but I wouldn't stand in line for more than like 33 minutes for it.
33, okay.
33 is
right. That's sweet spot.
We did the Millennium Falcon thing. That was fine. I don't see us doing that again. It was fine.
No, that one makes me ill.
Yeah, I felt some of that. Yeah,
like queasy. Like I was about to bomb. Yeah.
But we did Space Mountain twice. You know, when you do Space Mountain twice, you've kind of done everything you want to do, and you're starting over again. Plus the parade we did, and we did the fireworks. It was really a glorious day. I was so bone tired at the end of it, but it was great. It was a really good time.
Yeah,
it takes you out. It really does. Easton, you went up to Northern California. I followed along your food journey.
I did. I went home to Santa Cruz, California, and my wife and I stayed in this haunted hotel there called the Brookdale Lodge that has a river running through the dining room, and a bunch of people died there, and it's very, very haunted. So we got this like ghost hunting kit for our wedding gift, and we broke it out, and we hooked up all the equipment. And
hold on, who got you that for a wedding gift? I need to know that.
That's my Aunt Laura got me that, and we're very grateful. It's like, it's not just like a ghost detector. It's like real stuff that took me a long time to learn how to use. We had a lot of fun doing that. And then we went to my mom's side of the family. There's a lot of farmers, and we went to the farm out in Gustine, which is in the Central Valley. And I got to ride the tractor and see all the farmer cousins. And that was really fun. I haven't been up there in like 10 years, and Allison's never gotten to see the family farm. So that was really fun to do.
That's really cool. Tell me about that pizza that you had like multiple times.
Pizza My Heart, I think, is one of the best pizzas you can get. And it pains me because it's not in Los Angeles yet. The furthest south they have it is Isla Vista. And I've driven up there just for Pizza My Heart a number of times. It's like a thin crust. They used to be a lot greasier. They used to have a sign in the restaurant that said you can either wring the pizza out or you can pat it with a napkin. It's so good. And I feel bad because there's not a damn thing Allison can have there, but I made her go with me two different times to have it.
Easton, that should be, we should go on a road trip up there and that could be our first food review we do. That'd be so fun.
I would love that so much. Pizza My Heart is so good. They have them, I think they're in Sacramento, maybe a bit, maybe they're in Oregon too, but then all the way down the coast to Santa Barbara. And that's their range, but I would love
that'd
to
be
do
fun.
That.
That'd be that's a good one. Start.
You know, I will tell you, this isn't really that exciting because you can't wring out the pizza, but I did find the best gluten-free pasta that I've tried to date, and it's Jovial, and it tastes just like regular pasta, and it is bomb. So thank you to the folks at Jovial. This is not sponsored. This is just tried and true. Tried and true. From my own taste buds, Jovial gluten-free pasta tastes like regular pasta.
Wait, is Jovial a restaurant or something you bought at the store?
No, it's the brand. Like, it's just like the brand. So they have different types of pasta, like penne, spaghetti.
That's good to know that people have an option of something that tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel
really
like there's...
I tried a lot of different gluten-free noodles.
Yeah. Well, I believe if anyone has tried and tested them out, it's you.
Tried and true in this dude.
Right before we started the podcast, Tanya and I were having a semi-heated message exchange on Instagram, and we are going to talk about that, but first we're going to take a break.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which
exactly.
is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
We are back. And right before we started the podcast, so Ally Grant got engaged. So woohoo! Congrats to Ally Grant.
Congrats, Ally.
And her fiance, Karsten. They were in Hawaii, and she'll probably be telling the story soon, so I'm not going to tell the whole story. But I posted on my Instagram because she got engaged. When was that? Like last week? Some point
last
week.
Yeah, it was the day before Thanksgiving. She actually sent me the photo.
Yeah.
I was like,
Wednesday.
Ally Grant and I are on that level now where she sent me her engagement photo. Wow.
Yeah, y'all are best friends.
Yeah.
Okay. That leads me to my point. So I posted on my Instagram, like, when you're, because Ally FaceTimed me and Haley and, like, showed us the ring and, like, we're engaged. So I posted the screenshot of the FaceTime and I was like, when your best friend calls to tell you she's engaged. And of course, as expected, I get a message from Tanya Rad. Best friend, huh? But we've discussed this. I think there's like history of this on the podcast documented that Tanya has said, we've discussed like, yeah, once you get to a certain age as an adult, you get to have multiple best friends, you know, and they're
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I feel like Tanya's called Raquel her best friend before.
And Paulina and Brad.
And yeah.
And Sophia.
Yeah, okay. So just because we've discussed it in the past does not make the stinks any less when you see it in before your eyes. When you're not feeling your best and you see your best friend call somebody else their best friend. And it's just like, all right, I'm already like not feeling great and then I have to go and see this.
So you felt kicked when you were down. That's what you felt.
I felt kicked when I was down. And then you're talking about bachelorette parties. And I'm like, is Becca going to have it in her to throw multiple bachelorette parties.
Oh, I've already talked to Haley about this and I said I might be busy this year, you know? So got to start taking wellness shots to keep my immune system up.
What did you talk to her about?
Just, you know, that we're getting to the point where all my friends are getting engaged and there might be multiples, you know, who knows what's on the horizon, truly.
Wow, 23 could be a big deal. But so here's the question, who is your, if you got married tomorrow, who is your maid of honor? Each of you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's, well, would you have your sister? Because, like, I have my sister, so I think I would probably have, there'd be.
Such a cop-out.
Total cop out.
How
is that a cop out? My sister is like my best friends.
Right, but you know that's not what we're asking.
Which sister? Okay, which sister?
Which non-sister you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's tough. I might avoid having a bridal party just for this reason. Or I would be like, hey, everybody, listen, y'all are all of equal value, but for the sake of my sanity during this wedding time, I have to appoint Tanya as the maid of honor to avoid a full spiral during my wedding season.
No, okay, come on. That's not, your Damn. Wedding should not be about me. Like, truly.
Not yet.
No. I feel like Tanya would be a really great maid of honor because I do think she's very organized and good at planning. So she would definitely be in the running for that. But I don't know. I might make it like one of those things where I don't do like a someone's above the rest. And I just kind of, you know, we're talking about a wedding that I'm not even sure like I ever want or will have, but. I mean, I'm just.
You'll never because, have or want.
Because let's. I have talked about this. I don't know if I want like a huge grand wedding. And I always said like, if that was really important to Haley, it would be a discussion. But me personally, I'm not someone who's like dreamed of my wedding or like that part of it. I would like to have a huge party.
I will say I was talking to one of Robbie's family members over the weekend that got engaged recently. And she was talking about like trying on dresses, one in Miami, one in New York, one in Orange County. And I'm like sitting here and I'm like, none of this sounds appealing to me. Like truly, like I'm, and you know me, like I love weddings. I love all the fairy tale of it all. But I was like, that nothing about that sounds appealing to me. Like nothing.
I think once you got started doing it, I think you'd actually really, I could see you really enjoying it.
I think Amanda I would thrive Stanton, in my bridal era.
Amanda Stanton talked about this, how she, like all the planning aspect and all the things that you just listed did not sound like something she was excited about at all. But as she started doing it, she started getting so excited about the wedding and it all happening. And I think that part of you takes over. But I envision like being somewhere like in a different country with like the closest people in my life doing some. I love what Sierra did.
Yeah. Positano.
Yeah. It was just like gorgeous. It felt intimate and like not like overly deep. Like it just felt pretty and like about their love, which I loved.
Yeah.
Tanya's not going to escape without answering this
question.
Yeah,
I was about to say, let's move on to Tanya's answer.
Congress just passed a law in the lame duck session that says that you are no longer allowed to have siblings as your maid of honor or parents. So, Tanya, who is your maid of honor if you have to marry Robbie next weekend?
So it would be a tough one because I know who it would be between. It would be between, do you know who it would be between?
Yeah, me and Paulina.
Yes. So it's tough because Paulina's a little more buttoned up than you.
She almost spit out her Celsius.
The reason why I laughed is because literally, as I was talking to Haley about like bachelorette parties and stuff, she goes, do you think Allie will have you as her maid of honor? And I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe, I mean, maybe, but I wouldn't be offended if she had someone else. And she's like, what about Tanya? And I was like, I don't know. Like, Tanya is such a planner. She might go with Paulina because I think she's a little more organized than me. So good to know. Spot
but also
on.
Paulina is just as like emotional and like sensitive charged as I am, which I don't think would be good as a bridesmaid because I feel like I would need like an even keeled gal, which would be Becca.
Well, I'm happy to be a bridesmaid. I just, you know, if someone else is appointed,
oh, you don't want to fight for the title?
No, I'm not really a fighter to be in control of organizing anything. But the thing about me is it might be spontaneous, but I'm going to do a good job. That is one thing
about
me.
That's true. Becca will pull it off. That's true.
Yeah.
But this is interesting. I think for scrubbers in general, it's very interesting that Tanya is going with Paulina. You could tell she's going with Paulina. And Becca's going with Tanya simply so she doesn't have to hear about it.
I don't think it's surprising, though. Like, I think if anyone resonates with Tanya or considers themselves a Tanya, they're going to go for someone who's like a Tanya because they're going to want someone
who's
like... Yeah,
but you know what? You can do a co-situation. I feel like the 1-2 punch between you and Paulina could be very, like, good.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. This conversation will be shelved for a later date.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll put it on the show. So anyways, Tanya goes, best friend, huh? I said, yes. She goes, oh. I said, LOL. And she goes, I'm already dark and sick, and now this spiral. And I said, we've already discussed this, how we can have multiple best friends. And she goes, so I'm also best friend or best friend adjacent. I'm like, your best friend. You know this. I said, just like how Raquel and Pauline are your best friends, so am I.
Yeah.
So there we go. The best friend conversation commenced.
See, and this would be a conversation that Paulina would have with me. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like if you said best friend about someone else, she would.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
okay. Well, so, she might actually need to be maid of honor. We might need to just go ahead and appoint her. Yeah. Wait, there was something else I was going
to. This conversation took a turn.
Did it?
I was not expecting to have this conversation today on the podcast.
Oh, you are?
But I'm glad we hashed it out.
I'm glad we have it figured out, too, because now we have time to really think it through.
And would you want a bachelorette party?
I don't need, like, I was about to say, like, I don't need, like, the penis draws, but that would be so unnecessary in general. But
wait a minute. Wait, do you do that? Do you do those things when it's a same-sex female situation?
I don't think so. I'm going to guess no, but that was never something I would do anyway, whether I was with a man or not. So
I feel like those should be off limits completely.
Yeah. I'm with that. Although I feel like Tanya would want them. So I don't know.
Yeah. I definitely think I want some like penis paraphernalia.
Yeah.
But
we had those at my bachelor party. We had a lot
of
that.
Yeah. You know where Becca thrives though, where I like is like the hashtags and like the fun themes and stuff like that. Like that's where Becca really thrives.
At the fun themes and hashtags?
Yeah, like I feel like you would come up with like some great bachelorette hashtags or like, you know, wedding pop hashtags.
Gotta do some brainstorming today. She's busy today, folks. But yeah, well, that's fun. That was a fun conversation. What a good time. Glad we got that sorted out.
Becca's really swirling in her head right now.
Yeah. Like, what? Why did the hashtag for bachelorette party have, like, one last ween?
One last ween. There you go.
By the way, we should have the scrubbers come up with some good hashtags for the two couples, because those are fun, and I always enjoy reading those suggestions in the Facebook group. What, you know, the mm-hmm. Tilly, whatever the Tilly Kiyoko, they come up with it themselves, and they're always clever and funny and enjoyable. So do that. Get on that, scrubbers.
The scrubbers are really, really good at hashtags. Like when someone goes like, hey, I'm getting married or I just got engaged. Like here are our last names. I'm so impressed with what they come up with.
I'm impressed.
Wow. Yeah. Y'all are so creative. What I was going to ask you something about, does anyone else feel like now the rest of the year is just like should be relaxing?
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The year's over.
Yeah.
Yep.
The year's over. Like, why do we still have to like think, like use our brains that much, or can we just like chill?
No, there's still so much to do.
Like, but that's the thing. But like the work stuff and the professional stuff and the stuff we don't want to do should all get shelved because it should all be about the holidays and personal time.
I agree. December should be a month, a whole month off.
I think it's like places it is.
Really?
I had a guy come visit. He was a radio guy in Australia. He came and visited in early December because they were done. They signed off before Thanksgiving and they don't go back until after the new year. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's how it should be. Like you just get to really enjoy the end of the year. And then January, it's like you're ready to go. Like you are fresh. You've had a whole month off to do what you needed to do, spend time with who you need to spend with. It's ready to make your vision board and get going.
I'm ready for it. I'd love a whole month to just like soak it all in. Although I decided what my word's going to be for 2023.
Is it the one that I accidentally said last week?
It is not.
Oh. What was that one? Can you share that one since you're not using
it? Yes. I'm not going to use it. It was abundance.
Oh.
And when will you reveal 23's word?
January 1, 2023.
Wow.
January 1?
Jan 1, 2023.
All right. Stay tuned for that, folks. We know stay you'll tuned be.
And also, that's when Patrick Dempsey, we will open the doors for him, the OR doors for him as well.
Yeah. Did you get any leads on that? Or
I did get one. Somebody said like they knew, but it was like a long lead. It was like, I'm babysat for his something, something or other or whatever. And so I said, if you can let them know about our podcast, I'd appreciate it.
All right. So we have one semi lead.
He's basically booked.
Booked adjacent.
I love it.
Should be calling any minute. Make sure we check that email.
I love when she says adjacent or like it's just not adjacent at all.
It's just like sans. It's the same kind of deal.
Yeah. It's just kind of like thrown in there and it makes everything a little bit funnier. I really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take another break and we'll be back with some emails. I read these last night. They're kind of hard. I don't know how to answer, so we'll be back with those. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Okay, we're back. And before we start emails, I wanted to tell y'all about something. If you're in Southern California, specifically Hermosa Beach, at the Comedy and Magic Club, they are having a donor appreciation night. So there's going to be 10 comics and then free admission for donors. So if you have the pink dot on your license, you get in for free. And it's Thursday, December 1st. That's this Thursday. It starts at 8 p.m. So if you're in that area, please go down. Haley's dad is part of this, putting this on, and he is a double transplant recipient. So this is really cool and such a big deal. So if you are a donor and you want to go see some funny people on December 1st, that's this Thursday, go to the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach and you get in for free.
That's a cool club. Jay Leno used to go there every weekend and work out his monologue material. What organs did he, was he the recipient of?
So he had a heart and a liver transplant.
Wow.
I know. That I think 5 years ago. It was the year before Haley and I met.
Does he know who the heart was from?
I don't think he knows, but I was talking to him at Thanksgiving and he was telling me about this event on Thursday and he was saying like, he wakes up, he actually said, I don't know who he is. I don't know his name, but I think him every morning and like every night, because what a gift to give someone into someone's family, you know, like yes. two organs saved his life that he otherwise wouldn't have gotten.
I feel like there would be some solace in that, as tragic and awful and unspeakable as that would be. There'd be some solace in knowing that their organs are helping someone else to live.
Yeah. And like also giving people a chance to be with their loved ones longer. And I agree. It's like a very bittersweet thing, but it's a really cool event. And it's cool that they're, you know, like giving people the chance to go for free if they have the pink dot on their license. So definitely check that out if you're in the area. All right. On to emails. Mark, take it away.
All right, Becca, thank you very much. Well, we're late on this one, so I hope this all worked out well for you, but we'll share it anyway. Anonymous says, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years. We're both 29. We've never spent the holidays together, but this year he asked me to stay in town and spend Thanksgiving with his family. I always go home to spend the holidays with my family, so I'm not sure what to do. I see spending time during the holidays as a very serious step. I want to say yes, but part of me wants to be with my family, who are an 8-hour drive away. Does this mean I have to ask him to spend Christmas with my family? I might be overthinking this. I know every relationship is different, but when is a good time to start sharing the holidays with your significant other?
This is interesting to me.
It's interesting to me too, but why is it interesting to you is what I'd like to
know. It's interesting to me because, well, I have ever since Haley and I started dating, I spent Thanksgiving with her family. So I have been with them. And then Christmas, we always do separately, but I wish she was there. But there's, you know, certain things because my family lives in like the South and she wants to be with her family. And it's like we normally just do a New Year's trip together. And that's like our celebrating of the holidays. But like this year, I'm going to do Christmas with her family before I leave to go see my family. And then they're going to do their whatever. But my thing is, I always want to be with Haley. You know, if it like worked out that we could always be together and both parties were like on the same page and we didn't live so far, like a plane ride from my family, I would love to do holidays together. So I'm wondering why she's hesitant to do that. Because in my mind, I'm like, can you not spend the holiday together and then get in the car and go see your family?
Or well, the next the thing. Day? I think splitting holidays is very annoying. Like I was talking to some of Robbie's family over the weekend and they were like saying how they split Thanksgiving. Like they go early to, you know, one side of the family and then later to the other. And I'm like, how annoying. You can't really like enjoy. You can't just like park up on the couch with a beer, you know, I don't drink beer, but like whatever. Like,
yeah. If you like, did, you couldn't do
if
it.
If you did, you couldn't park up with your beer. And I think that sucks. Like, I feel like Thanksgiving's so nice because you get to just like chill and be in one place like all day. But what my sister did, which I found to be really smart, is they like flip-flopped the holidays. So like if they did Thanksgiving with my family, they would do Christmas with his family, and then the next year they would do Thanksgiving with his family and Christmas with our family. So they would flip-flop the holidays. We've been doing both holidays together, I think. We did Thanksgiving together last year, Thanksgiving together this year. And because he doesn't celebrate Christmas, he did Christmas with my family last year and I do Hanukkah with his. So it's like kind of nice. But I think it is better to be together.
But my, why I find this interesting is, does this mean I ask him to spend Christmas with my family? Is she scared because it feels like it's a big step and she's like, you know, hesitant to go into that next step? Because sometimes there's fear there.
I feel like there's implications with that.
Or do you feel like maybe this is like, does it feel like he would be intruding on something that she doesn't want him to be a part of? That's how I'm reading it, but I can't tell.
I don't think she's all in on this. I think a couple things. One, if you're just started dating recently or even towards the end of last year, but you're 2 years in now, it's time to start being together for the holidays, I think. Also, you're 29. If you were 21, that might be a little bit different. You still have your traditions from childhood that you want to keep going as long as possible. You're 29. You've been together 2 years. It's time to start doing this. I think now is the time. And if you're hesitant to do that, I think you need to kind of look inward and figure out why you're so hesitant to do this.
He's not the one.
It's kind of what it feels like.
I know.
He's not the one. He's just one of many.
But then there's a part of me that knows, like,
one adjacent.
It can be scary. He's adjacent to the one.
He's adjacent to the one. So keep going, because you're almost there. Yeah.
You're almost there. I just feel like the question of, like, does this mean I am supposed to ask him to come with my family makes it seem like that's not an instant thought of, like, wanting him there with you when your family's there. And sometimes family's really difficult. So I can understand being like, I don't know if I'm ready to bring him into the chaos, like, of my family. So there could be that element of it too, where it's like, I don't think I'm ready, or that's scary to me to bring someone into this. Yeah. That's another option. So
that's legit, but that's not what she's saying. It sounds like she wants to just be with her family and not with him. That's what it sounds like to me.
But you know how, like, sometimes you're, so how I'm thinking of this from the perspective of, like, what if her family has different, like, beliefs, or there's, like, different things that could start, like, friction or something, and she's like, yeah, I don't even want to bring that into it. I don't know. Yeah. Just a different perspective of not just, like, he's not the one, but maybe there's other elements to it that aren't in this email.
But also, it's been 2 years. He's probably met the parents, right? They've probably met each other's families.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anonymous, sorry we were late on this. I hope it worked out okay.
I hope Christmas works out.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to think. It
is interesting. Because now that I'm thinking about it from that lens, that is interesting. Like, yeah, what if her family is very particular about something and then her significant other is not what they expect or expected?
And you're like, I don't want to put you in that position. I don't know. We don't have enough context to really.
But you know what? Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Very, very wise. Yeah. Anonymous says, second one. About 6 years ago, I hooked up with a guy friend of mine. At the time, he told me he was single. Found out later, he was dating a girl when that happened. He lied about being single. The girl he was dating was my friend. And me and the girl were not on speaking terms at the time. Well, recently, we became good friends again. She broke up with him. She's dating someone else. And I always feel guilty that I slept with her ex-boyfriend while they were still together, even though I didn't know that they were. Should I tell her the truth or just keep it to myself? Because obviously, they're no longer together and she's happy with a new boyfriend. I'm afraid if I tell her, she won't like me anymore, even though I didn't know they were dating at the time. He lied that he was single. I guess it's my guilty conscience whenever I see her. What do you think I should do? Should I just forget about it? Keep it to myself forever? Like saying, what you don't know won't hurt you?
Personally, this would eat me alive. I would have no peace in this friendship.
It's clearly eating her alive, or she wouldn't have emailed us.
Yeah. I think maybe it's just, you just have to have a conversation and just know that she might have the reaction of, like, I don't trust you as a friend. I don't want to be friends with you. But I think it'll just make you feel lighter getting it out. And just, I would just have a sit down and say, like, I value your friendship so much. And there's just something that I have to tell you. And I know that you've moved on from this relationship, but because we're friends and, you know, I love you, I have to be honest with you about this, and just tell her, and she might react. It might not be great, but I think it's going to be better for your, like, general conscious and peace moving forward.
No, this actually happened to me in college. I slept with a guy that a friend of mine was like into. They hadn't like, they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend ever, but she would just like had a big crush on him. And I like slept with him one night and I ended up, it was eating me alive. I had to tell her, like, I think I told her like the next day or maybe the day after. And our friendship was never the same, but that was like my learning moment. Do you know what I mean? Like that was like a learning moment that I needed in my early 20s to kind of wake me up to that. You know what I mean? Like no man or no guy is worth putting any friendship at risk. You know what I mean? Like we were never super good friends, but like it definitely, our friendship was not the same after that. And so that was like my learning moment. And so that's what this might be for you. And like, you will never do it again, but it's going to weigh on you. Like it's going to eat you alive. You have to say it.
I think the friend's biggest complaint might be, why didn't you tell me as soon as you found out that we were together? I know we weren't on speaking terms, but the right thing to do at that point would be to say to me, hey, your boyfriend is going around sleeping with other people.
And if she says that, you can just be like, I was scared and I wish I had been brave enough to just be honest and tell you what it was.
But here I am now.
I think that's what would bother me, is if he's sleeping with Anonymous, he might have been sleeping with who knows how many people, which puts her in danger, puts the girlfriend in danger.
Yeah. But I agree with Tanya. This might just be a painful learning lesson, but I think the best thing for you to do is just be honest and get it off your chest. And also, good for you that you have a conscience about this, because some people might just be like, whatever, you know, brush it off.
Whatever.
But, yeah.
I love the ween.
I love the ween, she says. Is that our title for today?
We've had a bunch, actually.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I like tried and true. I thought that was a strong title.
Yeah, tried and true. Well, I think that's it for today, folks.
But we're back Thursday.
And guess what? We have another episode coming out Thursday, and it's a Q&A that y'all submitted. So all the questions that y'all want to know, we will be
answering
on Thursday. So don't be too sad as we say goodbye today. And don't be tardy to the party, because we'll be back on Thursday. So we'll see you then. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
21 Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.